This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County, Arizona. We want to get his thoughts on the immigration problem afflicting his county and his constituents, as well as get his reaction to the decision from Federal Judge Susan Bolton on Wednesday declaring many of the key provisions of Senate Bill 1070 illegal and basically upholding the federal government's challenge to the recently passed law in Arizona. And Sheriff, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
What was your position on this law and why?
Well, I supported it from the get-go, even though in my environment on the border, we didn't really need it. We've been basically enforcing the tenets of this bill since I've been in law enforcement, starting 34 years ago. However, what allows us to do that is our ability that when we get involved with illegal aliens is to quickly turn them around and turn them over to Border Patrol for processing deportation, unless, of course, they've committed another crime. But when you get into the interior of the state and the nation, for that matter, you don't have those kinds of resources. ICE is severely limited. And the other thing going on that, unfortunately, the judge struck down was there are sanctuary cities, even in Arizona, cities that have sanctuary policies that encourage illegals to continue to pour over the border across our southern border where I live and put additional danger and pressure on us down there.
What is the impact of this law with the issuing of this injunction against those provisions? Is that basically gutting the thrust of this law, or are there still some provisions that we're allowed to proceed that will help in the effort against illegal immigration?
Well, it still allows individual police officers on the street to exercise discretion and to, at the appropriate moment, if necessary, inquire about nationality and citizenship status. But at the same time, it allows policymakers in those cities to establish sanctuary policies that say, no, our officers are not going to do that. Because the sheriff, I don't have to answer to those city fathers. I answer to the people that elected me. And in my county, sitting there on the border with 83.5 miles of international boundary with Mexico, I'm doing what I'm expected to do and what I think is right, and that is we enforce the law anyway. Whatever the judge rules, we're going to continue one way or another, and it won't really have a big impact on us personally here.
We're talking with Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County, Arizona. As you just mentioned, his county borders Mexico, so they see this problem up close and personal on a regular basis. Sir, in terms of what this law would have done, how necessary was it given the problems Arizona faces, and how big of a difference do you think it would have made if all of it would have been allowed to proceed?
Let me just say this, that you know what happens on the border doesn't stay on the border. And I am on the border. I'm a border county. There are four of us. We're border counties in Arizona. Half the illegal aliens that enter our nation, our country, come through our corridor here in southern Arizona. Half the drugs that come into our country enter through that same corridor. So this law in Arizona, when fully implemented and when what the judge struck down is reversed by the Supreme Court, which I think it will be, it will provide a deterrent or discouragement from illegal aliens coming into Arizona and entering here. But I can tell you they're going to seek places elsewhere, just like they did before they started coming to Arizona. So the problem won't be solved until our entire southern border is secured. And when you have the President of the United States and the Attorney General of the United States stand up and join hands with the ACLU in suing Arizona to prevent this from happening, there's something really, really wrong with that scenario.
The big opposition to this bill, of course, dealt with what opponents saw as racial profiling. Their basic argument was that, well, how can you stop people and question their immigration status unless you're going based on how they look? What process do you and your deputies use to track down illegals that you suspect are in fact illegal in your jurisdiction?
Let me get to that real quick, but let me get in. People want to know more about what we're doing and why. If they can go to a website called BorderSheriffs.com. It'll have a fuller explanation than we can get involved with in this brief interview. That's BorderSheriffs.com. But when my deputies encounter anybody, there's always a trigger, any law enforcement officer, and that is some kind of reasonable suspicion, probable cause, some kind of event, be it a traffic violation, somebody in a place where they don't apparently belong, whatever. But nationality and citizenship in that continuum from reasonable suspicion to probable cause leaves that finding at the tail end, at the very last. There's always a precipitating event, and you may never arrive at the question of why are you here and what's going on in terms of nationality. Race never comes into play. It's always has to do with other factors.
Sheriff, you mentioned just a moment ago that about half of the illegal immigration comes through the four border counties in Arizona. You also talked about your close partnership, given where you are right on the border, with the Border Patrol Service. What's your sense, though, of just how much of a priority border security is to the federal government and how much resources it's providing in order to help secure the border?
Well, the federal government has pumped a lot of money, a lot of resource in down here, a whole lot more than we had years ago. It still falls way short, and some of it is lip service. What is puzzling to me about this partnership thing, and I've been saying this for a while, since September 11th, Department of Homeland Security has been on a mission to reach out to state and local law enforcement to partner, to empower, to join, hold hands and join efforts in securing our homeland. So we do that with drug running, we do it with gun trafficking, we do it with money laundering, and all of a sudden this immigration issue pops up, and we're saying, nah, hands off. Something very politically motivated about that smells badly.
Hmm. And you mentioned, sir, that you think the Supreme Court is likely to eventually side with the full text of Senate Bill 1070. What are you hearing in terms of how long that's going to take, and how much worse could the problem get in the meantime?
Governor Brewer filed a motion today before the Ninth Circuit to reverse the ruling, to lift the injunction. How quickly that gets heard, it'll be heard by a three-judge panel first. Ultimately, the full Ninth Circuit, I'm sorry, Freudian slip, but and ultimately, we're gonna be at the Supreme Court. I guarantee you that, and that's where we'll get the fairest ruling.
Well, it's a major problem, and sir, I know that you deal with it on a daily basis. Thank you for taking some time during a very busy schedule to be with us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir.
Larry Deaver is the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona. For more on the issues that the sheriffs along the Mexican border deal with, head to the website bordersheriffs.com, bordersheriffs.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.